I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Mia telling Reki to pull out of the hug.
And ends with Lunga staring up at the big screens. This is minute 16 of episode 11, King versus Nobody.
Oh, air horns? Is that the Weather Bureau with the air horns announcing that it's raining?
Yeah, clearly. Reki had really good faith in the weather predictions.
Whatever the weather prediction system
is in Okinawa, he put all his faith in it.
I wonder what the percentage of precipitation was.
Oh,
it's a tongue twister for you.
Welcome to Infinite Minute. This is an Anime by Minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Caitlin.
It's raining.
It's raining.
I'm Jonathan.
Quite possibly the funniest line, dub line in this entire show.
It's raining.
I don't know. I laughed very hard.
You did. You lost it. It was really funny to watch. I laughed. I wrote it down, but you really giggled. You like really got something out of it.
I don't know why, I just wasn't expecting it. It's so funny.
Some sort of fulfillment. It felt a bit like, I don't know, like educational television. Like, it's sunny. It's raining.
It's sunny.
It's just what also the delivery. Like, you could have done anything with that.
Yeah. Oh, it's raining? Like, anything, yeah. Question mark? Like, anything.
Huh. Rain. What?
Oh, no,
it's
my
raining?
Hair.
Just
you did anything.
It's
there's no mouth flaps. You could have done anything.
No, and it's what we got was just a declarative. it's happening.
It's raining.
It's raining.
The only thing I could think was it Tadashi? Because we cut to Tadashi directly after, who continues speaking. So I thought, well, if it's Tadashi, that makes more sense because that is a very Tadashi way to deliver. It's raining.
It's raining. I think it's a bystander.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that theory more. It makes it funnier to me.
Just a random guy, just like the Captain Obvious. Like, you can see that it's raining, and he turns to you, and he's like,
no,
"How's
shit,
that rain,
Sherlock?
How's that rain?
The rains are in.
So the rains are out, Caitlin. We've talked about this.
No, is that what it is?
No.
Oh.
But this is like a years-long fake argument that I've had with, I think it's Mitch I have it with. I think Mitch and I both believe the rains are out, and Callum and Emily both believe that the rains are here, because
Wow.
That's right.
So you
We're
just do it
about
to annoy
the
them. Amazing.
Seminal ad for McCain's frozen corn, where the child is eating corn on a hot tin roof, and the father thinks it's raining.
Yeah,
and farmers love rain.
It's an iconic
it's a
Aussie
classic
ad. Yeah, we love it.
If you ever grew up with like best Australian ads on your TV screen, they definitely showed that one for some reason.
It's definitely up there. Definitely up there. Mm. Skate, let's talk about it. Reki's getting beat
let's
up.
Let's start
still.
Talking about it. He is. The blood splatters. Oof. An extra blood splatter to start us off.
Oh, love that. Not.
Juicy.
Do not like
and
that.
And Mia's hopeful tears have been replaced by horrified
panic.
Screams.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. This was palpable.
Yeah, as he told him to pull out now. And I had to stifle a giggle.
You've done more than enough.
Yeah, not a valid form of contraception, Mia.
No.
Meanwhile, Lunga's like, not yet.
Wrap it up.
The whole thing is just like, get your mind out of the fucking gutter, you podcasters. Talk about the minute properly.
It's actually wild that Lunga is just like, no, let him get beat up.
Yeah. It's a bit sado.
He's not ready. He's not finished yet.
Sadism? Yeah. Yeah. He's like, let it happen.
Yeah. Well, just go with it, man.
As the great Tame Impala sang.
When you're... Nice. When you're older, you'll get it.
Oh, no. Oh, you'll understand what a prolonged beating can bring.
Oh no!
Then what did he say?
He's not ready to give up.
Yeah, whatever that means. You freak.
But he's got... Say this longer. He's got... Like, he's punched her hard enough to break the skin.
Mm. It's excessive at this point. It is excessive. I mean, we saw him literally swinging him around, like, in it's circles true. And crushing him against the wall. Yeah. So I feel like we've already gone past the violence yes. event horizon. But yeah, shit, if the aunties didn't hate Adam by now.
They for sure did this time. The other thing is he actually does say, like, I'm about to kill you in this one. Like, he's like, this is it, babe. Last breath. Take it
this
now.
This is your life.
Yeah. This is your life.
And then, yeah, Adam says not the best line of the minute, because that goes to
It's Raining.
Yeah. But when he says, I have to admit, you've got some cojones, I cackled.
That was fantastic. I love that.
I have to admit, you've got some cojones. I was just like, what?
Fantastic.
Why? It's so funny. As opposed to guts, I love cojones.
Cojones is very just funny. Like,
yeah, it's so in character for him.
As a choice,
but
it's
not
great.
At all.
Yeah. Well, cojones are kind of like Spanish, aren't they? He is the matador.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah. Matadors are Spanish. Why have I thought matadors are Italian?
Oh, no.
No.
No,
incorrect.
No. But he's going to go for the, what is this? What would you call this?
Big like, wank, what you're doing. my physio exercises that the physio makes me do.
Oh, no.
big punch.
Like an overhand. Like
overhand double fist.
Double fist. Oh, no. No.
I'm going to give you my overhand double fist.
No.
We're losing the plot, Caitlin.
We really are. He gets both hands above his head. And prepares to effectively bring them down on Reki's back is what it looks like. Oh, that was intense. I was like, this is a new side of David I don't think we've seen, or at least for a while.
Mm. Yeah, he had the grunt on this one.
Yeah, Mia can't watch. He's looking away. He has bitched out.
Mm. And take a breath. It'll be your last. Brutal.
It's so good crazy.
Shit. Actual villain shit.
Yeah.
Until we get a splash of water.
This is my favorite moment. I know I'm skipping ahead, but I love this moment. It's beautiful.
The little...
And you hear the little echo noise. It's in like slow motion as well when it hits his hand and like you see the little droplets like splash off his hand as well. And then immediately Reki looks up and pushes away. Oh, it's so cool.
So good. The look up, there's no other way to explain the look up other than like anime when like the eyes like, is dilate the right word? When they go smaller? Can you hear me? Am I frozen?
Yeah, we glitched all through that, but I was like so on board for whatever you were saying.
Well, I was just saying there's no other way to explain it other than anime.
Oh, yes. 100%.
When they look up
with
the wide eyes and the eyes go like, pew, and
like
they get that intense
eyes.
Like fisheye. Yeah.
Yeah. I love as well as soon as he pushes away, the like skateboard noise comes back as well, because the skateboard noise is not there. It's like just, I don't know if it's quiet for the artistic purpose or whatever. But the minute he pushes away, it comes back and it's really cool. It like brings you back into the moment straight away.
Yeah, it's pretty much the whole raindrop moment. The skateboard sound is gone.
Yeah, cool.
Nice.
I love it. Finally, you're so clingy.
Fucking Jesus Christ. They really took the piss this one.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Recky's skating backwards too. I feel like that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, how hard would that be?
Like, what if
going
there's a
downhill backwards?
What if there's a corner coming up or something? Like,
what if there's a single pebble?
What if there's a tree that's fallen across? Like, literally anything.
So
like,
reckless.
It's very, very reckless.
Did you ever rollerblade?
Yeah.
Did you ever know how to rollerblade backwards?
No. Rollerblading and roller skating backwards makes no sense to me.
Mm.
Like physics wise. I'm like, what do you, how?
I used to be able to do the backwards rollerblading.
Oh, nice. It's very cool. I just don't understand how it would work. Oh, roll away.
Yeah.
Many a birthday.
Yeah, many a birthday at roll away.
Yeah. Did you play the game with the cards in the corners too?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
So
the
good.
Classic.
Such
roll away
is
still
game.
There, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should go.
Be like the only 30-year-olds there and just be like, yep, a lot of kids.
A lot of children.
not sure if I should be here. No. Not allowed near schools, so I probably shouldn't. It's a weird guy going to roll away.
I actually don't know, though, when kids go in a roll away these days. Like, surely not.
Right. Maybe there's like a resurgence, like kids are getting back on the brick phones.
I think like talking to my coworkers when they talk about their kids, it's normally things like bounce that they go to. Bounce is big.
That you mean trampolines?
Yeah.
Is that the one where you can do rock climbing as well?
I think so, yeah.
I think I did a bachelor's there.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
Yeah, guess who's? Who would want to go to a trampoline place?
Oh, Mitch's.
Mitch and Callum. We just did a big day with both of them. It was
How
great.
Funny.
The rock climbing was great.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Cute. The other thing
so
I
kids
really
are into bouncing.
Well, yeah, apparently.
Not blading. Sorry to cut you off. What are the other thing
That's
you really
okay.
love?
That you can see the rain start to like slowly pitter-patter through this scene while they're skating. Mm-hmm. Very subtly at first, and then it sort of starts getting heavier and heavier. I really love it.
Mm. God, Recky gets cocky immediately.
Yeah,
he's like, just been getting his shit wrecked, and he's just like, come on, you know what it means.
Like, it means I'm going to cross Sonic. The line before you.
Yeah.
He almost should have done like a face, like where they pull their eye down and stick their tongue out.
Yeah, finger slips because of the blood.
He looks so crazy in this shot as well.
So is Recky's like skate power just knowing the weather report?
And having rain wheels.
Yeah, having an appropriate wheel for the occasion.
But that's it.
High winds tonight.
His power, his skill is understanding skateboarding.
Yeah, so that's how he beats someone who, you know, dances on instinct.
Yes, exactly. He understands it to such a level that he knows if it's gonna rain, I need these kinds of wheels and I need to just pick my right moment to wait till it rains and then I'll pull ahead. And he knows that.
You know? Yeah, he pulled out.
He did pull out. He looks cray.
Mm. And so Adam does in a way as well. Like, we didn't really talk about how crazy he looked on the shot where he, like, raises the fist above the fair head and you get, like, that full, like, but he also has a bit of, like, a sharpness to him here as well, where he's just like, I thought that's what you'd say.
Yeah.
You're going to cross the finish line before me.
It's really interesting. It's like these two, and I think I've mentioned before that these two are very similar personality-wise, and I think that that's what, like, riles them up so much about each other. Like, I think that's what gets them so fired up, because they're both, like, just, like, stubborn little shitheads, right. in a way.
But Ricky's had a loving family life.
Yes.
And Adam hasn't.
Yes.
It's the difference.
Yes. I love it. I love their dynamics so much.
Mm. Yeah, they both just got the shit-eating grin as they think they're the one that's going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like this confidence that, like, they don't always deserve, but they'll have it anyway.
Mm.
Oh, it's great.
And then it really starts coming down. We get a shot of the sky with the rain falling and my favorite moment.
It's raining.
It's raining.
I want to listen to it again.
It's raining. It's just a dude they got off the street, I think.
It's raining. Oh, my God. It's so funny. It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. Oh, my God. It's so funny.
It's raining. This is going to be an insane episode to listen back to.
Yeah.
How many times
just
I've just said.
I was saying it's raining over and over and over.
It's raining.
Tadashi has a little inner monologue about just stating the obvious.
Skill of a skateboarder.
He's like, if the conditions are shit, you'll only be, like, only the good skaters will keep going.
Mm.
It's very, very much stating the obvious, I felt.
Well, I liked it. It is stating the obvious, but, like, I think he's talking about Reki here, saying that the true potential of the skater comes out because of this. Like, it is a bit on the nose. Like, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. No, maybe you've turned me around. Maybe I do hate it.
No! I feel bad.
But it's also funny that Tadashi is the one who has to say this. Like, he's just like,
yeah.
I don't know. The weather gets worse, the skaters get better.
Yeah.
Or worse, depending,
I mean, someone had to say
how
it.
Good a skater they are.
Yeah. True. Mia's just gone back to thinking Reki has no chance to.
God, he's just flip-flopping the fuck. Like, Reki, Mia should not
he
watch
really
sports.
Is.
No. Oh, no, they're losing now. Oh, no, he's winning now.
It's just like, fuck, kid. Settle,
oh, my God. Pedal. Shut up.
Just sit down.
It's also
here's
like,
your
he's
iPad.
The, he's the only one talking as well. Like, everyone else is just watching. It's like, shut up. We're trying to watch. Like, seriously, shut up.
Yeah, Lunga's like, I'm trying to hear the inner rock guitar starting as I look to the screen.
Joe and Kaoru haven't said anything for, like, 3 minutes.
No. Just watching, just vibing.
Watch.
They know something's going to happen.
Lucky Kaoru doesn't have wheelchair Carla because what is she waterproof?
Yeah, what happens when Carla gets wet? Full stop.
Full stop. And then we cut to Lunga just looking up at the screen. That's it.
Mm.
That's the end.
That's it.
That's the end
That's
of the
minute.
Oh,
good minute.
Good min.
Good minute.
Reki hopefully going to turn it around.
Yeah, Reki with the push away and really claiming the beef, I guess.
Yeah.
Or at least claiming the momentum of the beef.
I really hope from, like, this moment on, it's like go, go, go to the finish line. Because I feel like this beef has gone, like, a bit up and down with, like, momentum. And pacing wise.
I feel that. I'd especially love seeing it as Tadashi and Mia's was like 5 seconds long.
Was that this episode?
This is the longest. No, that
was
episode
last episode,
10, I believe. Yeah. It was a while ago, though. What was your favorite moment? I think we've already said them. But...
Oh, the raindrop. The raindrop and it's raining.
Yeah, I think my favorite was it's raining.
Yeah, amazing. So good.
It's raining. And so... maybe that I have to admit you've got some cojones was great as well.
That was great.
Good dub line.
It was very good.
And maybe just even Recky pushing away after the rain bit was sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
that
like
whole
that.
Little...
Yeah.
Little moment.
And then Recky just shit eating, just like, I'm going to fucking beat you.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. I love the delusion. Good for him.
Hmm. Well, it's raining.
It's raining. If you want to exit us, you can. It's infinite_minute on X.
Formerly known as Twitter. You can email
Twitter.
Us on email.
What are they actually calling it, though? Like, when you say, like, you can tweet at us, what is it now?
I think it's a post.
But you can't post at someone.
I guess you can just at someone.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah. You can at someone in your post. It's just, they just always have to call it formerly known as Twitter in everything.
Oh,
like,
everything
it's just
I've
a
seen.
Bad marketing decision.
Everything
just keep
I've
it
seen.
As Twitter, brother.
So dumb.
Anyway, enough talk. Enough. InfiniteMinutePodcast@gmail.com. That's the email address. Email us. Email is our life.
Email
is what we do.
Us.
Email is our job.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.